Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. and J.A. Johnstone's A Rocky Mountain Christmas. Narrated by Mort Shelby. With performances by James Lewis, Thomas Penny, Thomas Keegan, Colleen Delaney, Stephen Carpenter, Christopher Graybill, David Coyne, Johann Detweiler, Terrence Aselford, Michael John Casey, Joe Brack, Eric Mesner, Ren Casey, Lily Beacon, Michael Glenn, Evan Casey, Mort Shelby, Elizabeth Jernigan, Bradley Smith, Scott McCormick, Tim Getman, Ken Jackson, Christopher Sheeran, Nick DePinto, Jeff Baker, Richard Rowan, Casey Platt, Faith Potts, Elliot Dash, Gary Tell, Danny Gavigan, James Konacek, Karen Novak, Dylan Lynch, Joel David Santner, Tim Pabone, Tim Carlin, Damian Richardson, Patrick Bussing, Drew Kopas, Kimberly Gilbert, Dwayne Beeman, and Nanette Savar. Lambert Airport, St. Louis, Missouri, December 20th, 1961. Rebecca Daniels Robeson awaited her flight in the comfort of the Admiral's Lounge. A huge Christmas tree sparkled with blinking lights and shining ornaments. Rebecca was reading from a newspaper when she was approached by a very attractive young woman.
Ambassador Robeson? My name is Margaret Chambers, and I'm a reporter for the St. Louis Globe Democrat. I wonder if you would consent to an interview?
Why would you want to interview me, dear? I'm no longer an ambassador.
No, but you're still active on the international scene. And a recent poll put you as the country's most admired woman.
Nonsense, my dear. Eleanor Roosevelt is the most admired woman.
You came in second. And Mrs. Roosevelt doesn't count. She's been the most admired woman for the last 13 years.
And rightly so. She has certainly been most gracious to me over the years.
Attention, passengers. All flights are on temporary hold until the runways can be cleared of snow.
I was about to say that there wouldn't be time for an interview, but it appears that my flight has been delayed, so I would be happy to talk to you. I suppose you want to hear about my time as ambassador to Greece.
No, ma'am. I'm doing a story for our special Christmas edition. I understand that you once had a most harrowing Christmas experience when you were a child.
Harrowing? Yes, I suppose it was. Though that's not exactly the word I would use. But it was also the most uplifting experience of my life.
Could you share that story with our readers?
How much do you know about that incident?
Hardly anything. Just that you've been very reluctant to discuss it in all these years, and that you've turned down every request for it. Your father was a U.S. senator then, and...
A state senator in Colorado.
Yes, thank you. According to what little information exists, you and your family were on a train going from Pueblo to Red Cliff, Colorado, during a blizzard.
That's correct. But that is only part of the story. If I told you everything, I'm afraid you would have a very difficult time believing it, which is why I have never told the story before.
Why don't you try me? I would love to hear the entire story.
Margaret, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, since my plane is delayed, Margaret, I will tell you the whole story of that Christmas so long ago. But I'm 80 years old now, and I don't much care if people think I'm a crazy old lady or not. I guess now is as good a time as any to finally tell it.
Thank you, Ambassador Robeson.
Let's sit down, Margaret. And please, no questions until I am done.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?